At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Well, it's almost been 3 weeks since Kamala Harris became the presumptive Democrat nominee, and the media have asked her approximately zero questions about her policies. If you ask someone on the street, by the way, you know, what's just one thing that Kamala Harris believes in, 0% would be able to tell you a single policy that she supports. Donald Trump held a press conference at Mar-a-Lago and went in on the media and Kamala Harris. It is fiery. Take a look and let me know what you think about it in the comments.
Oh, give me a break. Listen, I had 107,000 people in New Jersey. You didn't report it. I'm so glad you asked. What did she have yesterday? 2,000 people? If I ever had 2,000 people, you'd say my campaign is finished. It's so dishonest, the press. And here's a great example. I had in Michigan recently 25,000 people, and 25,000 people were just, we just couldn't get them in. We had in Harrisburg 25,000 people, and 20,000 people couldn't get in. We had so many, nobody ever mentions that. When she gets 1,500 people, and I saw it yesterday on ABC, which they said, oh, the crowd was so big. I have 10 times, 20 times, 30 times the crowd size. And no, they never say the crowd was big. That's why I'm always saying turn around the cameras. I'm so glad you asked it. I think it's so terrible when you say, well, she has 1,500 people, 1,000 people, and they talk about, oh, the enthusiasm. Let me tell you, we have the enthusiasm. The Republican Party, and me as a candidate, but the Republican Party has the enthusiasm because people want to see crime stopped. They want to see a country that's respected. Think of it. If I were president, you wouldn't have Russia and Ukraine, where it never happened.
So in recent days, there have been reports coming out from different kind of political pundits, from the mainstream media, to just kind of people on the internet talking about how Donald Trump is really old and how he's really kind of losing it. My question for everyone, whether you're conservative or not, it doesn't matter. Does that look like an old man to you? Does he act like someone who's just losing it? Like, let's think of an example. Joe Biden, perhaps. You're a bad faith actor if you think that he looks old. He's totally with it, completely. As I'll talk about in a second, he's made some big improvements, and you know, I've been kind of critical of Donald Trump in the past for some of the way he just kind of goes off, but this was not one of them. He was on it the whole time. Everything he said was absolutely true. The media covering Kamala Harris is truly unprecedented. We've never seen something like this, because at least with other Democrats, the media allowed them to lie. Like, in fact, liberals have pointed this out. Liberals have said, well, it's okay that Kamala Harris hasn't been asked a single question because media outlets just let Donald Trump lie. And here's the deal. I don't personally believe Donald Trump has been lying. Like, sometimes he exaggerates from time to time. We all acknowledge that, whether you're MAGA or you're kind of not MAGA or you're progressive. We all just acknowledge he exaggerates sometimes. But even say he does lie, just for a second, that's not the same thing. Kamala Harris is literally not asked any questions. She doesn't have the opportunity to lie because we don't even, like at least with Donald Trump, if he says something, you as a person can watch him say something and you can be like, you know what, I don't buy that, or yeah, I do believe that. But we don't even have the opportunity to do that with Kamala Harris because nobody asks her any questions. And the dichotomy here is that it's not like Donald Trump is asked questions in passing and then he answers them. Donald Trump specifically plans events to tell the American people what he believes and what he's going to do about it. And again, you can be critical and be like, I disagree with what he believes. Or you can be critical and say, I don't really think he said as much as people think he said. Fine, whatever. Kamala Harris doesn't even talk about what she believes. She doesn't talk about her policy, what she's going to do. And then, of course, the media don't ask her when they have the opportunity to. It doesn't happen. When you have a rally with Trump or J.D. Vance, they get up, they speak, and then they say, from the local media, you know, I'll play a clip later showing this. From the local media, you know, what questions do you have? For Kamala Harris, she shows up, she has a rapper twerk on stage, then she speaks for a second, and that's it. It's a concert. That's what it is. The American people are not actually interacting with Kamala Harris. They don't know what she believes. We do not have a single policy position of hers because she hasn't spoken to anyone. It's not on her website. You can't even look up Kamala Harris's campaign website and see the things that she believes in. The other thing I will say on Trump's performance in this press conference is that it is very clear, it's abundantly clear, that he is taking notes from his advisors. And this is very, very different than what we saw in 2020. It's very certainly different than what we saw in 2016. He is taking key moments like this conference, this press conference that he did, like the debate with Biden, for instance. He's been well prepared and a lot more refined. Again, if you look at a random rally with Donald Trump, I've been critical of him in the past. He'll kind of go off. He'll kind of talk about stuff that I don't think are super substantive. But it's a random rally, right? Like, he's interacting with those people. They are televised. But it's more of an, you know, whatever. You can be critical if you want. But he chose this press conference at Mar-a-Lago. He specifically said, I'm getting on a press conference. I'm talking to you guys. And then I'm taking questions. And he was ready for it. It was a very good performance. He's choosing key moments. He's very poignant with his message. And if people will watch it, people will see that he has a message in a way that Kamala Harris just simply doesn't have. Unfortunately, the media like to just nitpick these little things that Donald Trump says instead of actually showing what he's doing that's really different than Kamala Harris. Again, if you stick to the echo chambers, the mainstream media, they're not going to show moments like this. They're just not. But what he says here is very poignant. It's very clear. He has a message. Once again, it points to the fact that the debate between him and Kamala, which I've talked about so much, it's happening on September 10th. It is confirmed on ABC. It will be an incredibly important moment for this race. Probably more important, this debate will be more important than any other debate maybe in U.S. presidential history. I know that sounds crazy, but if you look at past debates, they just don't affect anything. I mean, maybe the debate with him and Biden was really the most because it truly caused who was the leader of the Democrat Party for 4 years to just drop out and have everybody forget about him. I mean, that is truly historic. But the thing is people will be watching this debate in a way they never have before because of what happened with Donald Trump and Joe Biden. And fortunately for Donald Trump tends to be pretty decent off teleprompter if he's well prepared and he listens to his advisors, which I think he is in a way that he's never done before. Kamala Harris, not so much. I've got a lot of comments on this channel, people asking me, Kamala Harris is a good speaker. She was a pro debater at her college. Guys, I'm really not trying to strawman it. I'm really trying to be fair. Kamala Harris is garbage off teleprompter. It takes a quick search to see all the things that she said. That's policy aside. I mean, her policy is radical, radical, radical stuff. Banning fracking, you know, defunding the police, the equity. I mean, all that stuff she believes in. But put that aside. The way she speaks off teleprompter is garbage. She talks as if she's trying. I mean, she says so little by saying so much. That is the essence of what she does. And I'm not even going to play any clips for you because you've seen them. They're all out there. You're crazy if you haven't seen them. And again, I think this debate, if Trump will just prepare well, it's going to be fantastic for him. You're going to see a huge bump in his polls. Well, Trump wasn't the only one critical of Harris or the media this week. J.D. Vance has been a firecracker this week and has taken question after question from reporters in different states that he's been to campaigning. The time that I'm about to show you right here was a really intense answer for the media. Really fantastic. Take a look.
While we're on the topic of reporters, Kamala Harris had another scripted set of remarks before a teleprompter yesterday. And today marks 17 days where she has been the presumptive Democrat nominee and 17 days where she has refused to answer questions from the media. President Trump will go anywhere into hostile audiences, into friendly audiences, and answer tough questions. I will go anywhere and answer tough questions because I respect the American people enough to say that I should have to earn your vote. I shouldn't be expected to be given your vote while I hide in a basement or stand in front of a teleprompter, which is exactly what Kamala Harris has done. So I'd ask all the reporters here to show a little bit of self-awareness and demand that Kamala Harris actually do the job of a presidential candidate and speak to the media and speak to reporters. Until she does, You guys have got to stop giving her a honeymoon and pretending that she's something she isn't. This is a person who said she supports the police, yet she promoted policies to defund the police. This is a person who says that she wants a secure border, but she has been the border czar for 3.5 years while it's been wide open. And this is a person who says that she wants secure American communities, yet all of the people who are the police officers who are ensuring that we have safe communities, they don't seem to like Kamala Harris. And you guys have got to ask her tough questions about why that is. The media honeymoon for a person who runs away from the American people is disgraceful. It's not just disgraceful for Kamala Harris. It's increasingly disgraceful on the part of the media. So with that,
guys, J.D. Vance is so, so weird. The way he took an actual question from a reporter and then he just answered it, and at the same time he was actually fairly polite. It's crazy. It's super weird. I mean, Kamala Harris would never do something like that. Like, honestly, the people who say that are either just completely bad faith or they've never seen a clip of J.D. Vance. I mean, he's a very intelligent person. He's very intelligent. I mean, and here's the thing. It takes an honest, like, just be honest. That's all I'm saying. Like, people on the left will not just say that about J.D. Vance. I'm happy to say it about people on the right, or on the left, excuse me. Tim Walz, smart guy, for sure. He is a smart, smart dude. He has a very good resume in many, many ways for politics. Just the fact that he's, you know, the football coach, that messaging, very good. J.D. Vance is a freaking graduate from Yale. I'm sorry. Anyone who graduates from Yale Law School, I'm just going to say they're intelligent. That doesn't mean they should run the country. I'm not saying that. That doesn't mean that they have all the intelligence in the world. I'm just saying he's a smart dude. He's very good at speaking. You know, he's written a bestseller. There's no doubt this dude is smart. Anybody who says otherwise is just a bad faith actor. They don't know anything about JD. There's also no doubt to me that saying JD roasted the media to their faces, as I put in this, it's a bit of hyperbole. Because the ironic thing about how people paint JD Vance is that he's actually the opposite of what they paint him at. They say he's really dark, he's mean, not joyful, because Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, they are the epitome of joy, by the way. He's actually pretty calm. He's calm, he's collected. He's actually pretty nice to the media. You know, he's not rude and antagonistic towards them like, you know, people would say, especially considering how rude and antagonistic the media have been towards him and Donald Trump. By the way, Trump has been the exact same way. The campaign is a far cry from 2015 when Trump was just railing on the media, which, by the way, no one likes a good railing on the media like me. I love it. So I'm not saying that they shouldn't do it sometimes, but both Trump and Vance have actually showed a ton of restraint, and they've been doing something new in this where they kind of, you know, when the media does something good, they praise them. And when they're not doing something good, they say, hey, stop being dishonest. Just do it. Instead of yelling at them, they just, it almost like cuts you to the core. Like, I can imagine as a journalist, even if you're a bad faith actor, especially those more local, small time journalists, which J.D. Vance was talking to there in Michigan, that he specifically wanted to talk to just kind of the local news outlets. If you're a normal journalist, I really think a lot of those local ones, they hear that and they go, maybe I do need to get my butt in line. It's few, because journalists are a rare breed. They're crazy people. They really are. But I really do think a few of them, they hear that and they go, yeah, you know, maybe it is time for a small change. I think this is an attempt, what J.D. Vance and Trump are doing towards the media, I think this is an attempt to capture the middle with a more moderate rhetoric, but also policy, as I've talked about with a lot of their policies. And I think that this is going to really work. The moderate tone that they're taking, especially once Harris gets asked actual questions, which who knows if that will ever happen, but at least at the debate, she'll be asked real questions. It's going to be very clear that Donald Trump and J.D. Vance are the moderate ones, and Kamala Harris is truly, truly radical, and I've talked about all the policies that make her that way in the past. But, you know, I think J.D. Vance and Donald Trump are very smart to try to capture the middle, and I think if they do that, and if they can put more heat on Kamala Harris to actually start answering some questions, it's going to be a nightmare for her. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please go down below, comment, like, and subscribe, and watch another video.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste. So here's a little taste of all the delicious possibilities. Juicy, hand-picked heirloom tomatoes. Seared certified Angus steak over aged cheddar mashed potatoes. Or how about fresh dough, stretched by hand for every house-made pizza? Is your mouth watering yet? From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.